The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
And here we go.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
No, it's not.
We can't change that up? We can't get a Jerome intro?
I've been erased from the system. I'm just a passerby.
I remember when you were here.
Those were the good old days.
Those were the days.
Those were the days you weren't making money. Now you're all fancy and rich now.
Right.
You're playing bathroom games with
I'm so tired of being accused of that. I'm sitting in this room with Jerome. I don't know how long we were sitting there for. And Jose, who is like what's his job even? I don't even know. He used to be an intern. He's not an intern.
Producer.
He's a what?
He's a full-time producer.
Okay. What show does he produce?
He does Patrick Creighton, and then he does...
So he works for the network?
Yeah, mostly.
Okay, so he's... he's very much on the fringe as an employee here. Like, if he were gone tomorrow, no one around here would really notice. But he comes in, and he says, it would sure be a shame if your headphones went missing again. And I'm looking at him like...
And he gave it in a tone like it was a threat.
That's what it felt like. And I said, what? And he said, did you turn the light off on me? I said, what are you... he said, did you do it? And I said, did I do what? And I mean, I don't know if you could tell by the tone in my voice that I had no idea what the hell he was talking about.
You were clearly an innocent man. And you were angry for being accused.
Yeah, I don't like to be accused. And he says... You turned the light off on me while I was taking a dump. And I said, no, I didn't. I said, but you take my headphones, I'm going to punch you so hard in the stomach that it'll make you crap again. And then he went on and...
He kind of mumbled off.
Yeah, he bothered Tyler, and I think Tyler told him about the same thing, and I don't know what happened after that, but...
Is that the norm around here? Y'all play bathroom games?
I don't know.
Like children?
I don't even remember who I did it to. I did it to either Patrick Creighton or Barry a long time ago. We're talking like maybe almost a year ago. One of them, whoever it was, I don't recall, was having a particularly loud and messy sounding bathroom experience. And I was like, you know, it'd be really funny. So... On my way out of the...
When you're having one of those, you need light.
You need light. So, on my way out the door, I just flicked the light off and
left them hanging.
Yeah, and I don't remember who it was for the life of me, but I knew that they were angry about it. But you can ask Jong. I came on air and I admitted to what I'd done. And
you apologized.
No, but I admitted to what I'd done.
Well, you do it once. You admit to doing it once. Everyone's going to start accusing
you. I know.
You.
So now, I guess it's happened. We're talking lots of times since then. And I'm always the first person people come to because no one else has admitted to doing it. I'm starting to think I wasn't even the first one to do it. I'm starting to think...
You were the first one to admit.
I was just the first to admit. Because apparently this goes public on a lot more often than I would have thought.
Clearly. I've never had that happen to me there, but I'm not really particularly fond of sitting on the throne here.
Oh, no.
This is not the place to do it.
That's why I didn't apologize. Yeah. There will never be retribution because I don't poop in there. I mean, it would have to be like... An
emergency.
Incredible emergency.
Yeah, because that place is a mess.
Even if there was an emergency, there's six floors in this building. I would check 6, 5, 3, 2, and 1 to see if there was an open bathroom before I chose the fourth floor bathroom.
You could make it the subway.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know if I would do that either.
They closed that subway down.
What?
Yeah, it's no longer there.
Really?
That was the only place to get food in this whole complex.
I know. A lot of people were upset.
Wow. I did not know that.
Subway's closing down, huh?
I think it was either last week or the week before.
What's our economy coming to?
I don't think I've ever seen a Subway close.
You know what?
It was in the hood.
Yeah. I saw a commercial the other day for a Subway commercial, and I was like, God, that sandwich looks way better than any sandwich I've ever gotten from Subway. Like, they have the cheese all melty and pulling apart.
It used to be really good. When the first one opened over by U of H, man, I was like, I could eat here.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I'm eating Frenchies 5 days a week. I need to at least
But then it becomes lazy. They just become lazy with it.
Yeah, they got a little full of themselves. Welcome into the Blitz. I'm Jerome Solomon, as you heard now, subbing in for Fred Fowler. The greatest show in the history of the known universe, as they say. Join the show, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can catch us on all the social media, the shows. Twitter is at Degenerates975. He is at AJ is the real. Our producer, my name, Jong. I was warned. Cut off the tone.
Yeah, careful with that.
My name, Jong.
Like crazy.
Because
You're turning into John Granato with that. My name's Jong.
And that's the last thing I would want to do.
Want to be that?
Is become Granato when it comes to anything Asian.
Here's an interesting question.
And I'm at Jerome Solomon. The show at Degenerates975, as I said, 713-780-3776 for your text messages. We're going to have a good time. Yesterday, we did. I mean, it's like that on Mondays, though, but we did a lot of sports yesterday.
A lot of sports and a lot of, a lot of Texans. That's what it was.
Yeah, but we're done with them now.
Yeah, I think we can.
We can move on to the real world and see what else. We did a little Rockets. We'll do a couple of minutes of that. Seen the rumors of that they're interested in J.R. Smith.
Oh, God. It's like
they're trying not to win.
Yeah, I swear. Is this the process? Is that what? Is Daryl Morey starting the process part two?
It is a backwards process if that's the case.
You know when J.R. Smith can help you win a championship? When LeBron James is on the team.
You got to have the best team.
Yeah, when J.R. when LeBron and, James.
Well, he can actually hurt you in that situation.
He
too.
Can,
so
yeah.
That's no guarantee either.
Yeah, he took away any chance that they had last year. But, yeah, I don't understand that. It's like they keep doubling down on this. We just need guys who can hit threes.
But is that a sign of how desperate they are, though?
I think it's got to be.
I mean, because if there were no rules and you just lined up and started listing guys that you would like to join your squad, there are
way down the list.
30 NBA teams with, say, 13 guys each.
Zydrunas Ilgauskas, if he's still available.
There are probably 100 guys who aren't even in the NBA that
yeah.
I would take before
I'll
Darryl
take
Smith.
Dino Raja. Throwback
assuming
to yesterday's
he's still
program.
Alive.
Yeah, I assume he's still alive.
Yeah, I mean, but no, that's not going to work. That's not going to help. Oh, man, Daryl Morey must be really desperate. Did Joel get into his little tweet at Daryl there on the show?
I think he did.
Oh, man, that's hilarious.
Yeah, Joel, he's...
I'm looking at it here. Daryl hadn't responded.
He said, I thought that was very AJ-esque of me. And I was like, what are you talking about? And I guess Joel went... First of all, the guy who originally posted that, or commented on this was that Ben DuBose. Mm-hmm. I can never see his stuff because he blocked me on Twitter years ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why, for being too real?
Because he was talking about it was the year after Chandler Parsons left, and they didn't do anything to replace him or try to get better in any way, and he assumed that they were going to be in the NBA Finals. And I was like, how is this team going to be? What's happened to this team to make them better? They haven't gotten anybody to make them better. He was like, well, they're organically going to improve enough. And yeah. I called him a moron, and then he blocked me on Twitter. Oh, okay. I've never met the guy in my life. So anytime I see a tweet thread and it's got his name in it, I always laugh.
You end up missing out on
there. But
it started with Steph Curry.
Yeah, Steph Curry, who...
You want to hear it?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Wait, how do you know what sound a dinosaur has made in these movies? I said, damn! How do they know what sound dinosaurs made?
Somebody could actually transcribe what the sound like, and they just on a cable walk, somewhere like
you can't tell because we don't know.
A bone don't tell you what the sound is, right?
Right.
We ever been to the moon?
Nope.
They gonna come get us. I don't think so. Either.
Elon
I'm
conspiracy.
Sorry, I don't start the conspiracy.
They ain't been on the moon.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
Stanley, you gotta do the research on Stanley Kubrick.
This big back then. Bro, you talking about we took something to the moon? I don't think so.
So that's a podcast with Vince Carter, Kent Bazemore, and Andre Iguodala, and Steph Curry joined that podcast. And Steph Curry said he questioned the moon landing, and Kent Bazemore
did too.
Yeah, and Kent Bazemore basically said that Stanley Kubrick was the one that staged the whole moon landing.
So does Vince Carter not believe we've been on the moon either?
I couldn't tell which voice was
starting to lose respect.
There were
two
voices there together that said,
"Yeah, I think it was Kent Bazemore and Steph were both like on the same page."
Who's the chick?
I think she's kind of like the host.
She's the one sensible friggin' person in the room.
She's like, "You don't believe in the moon landing?
What's wrong with you, dummies?"
And so Daryl Morey.
God, thank God these guys are good at sports. I mean, that's most professional athletes. Thank God they were good enough at sports, because what would their lives be without
it? One reason they don't focus on anything else is they still focus on hitting jump shots. So Daryl Morey tweeted out a meme of a picture from inside of the control room at NASA from back in the 60s. As you can tell, there's no black people in it. They kept the black people in another spot, the ones who really ran the program.
You sure none of these guys are black?
Well, this black and white picture is hard to tell.
Look at this guy right here. That's not white guy hair.
That ain't black guy hair.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
That guy looks like his name would be
black people hair look like.
He looks like his name would be Cleveland or something like that.
It don't look like a Leroy.
Almost sure that's a black man.
He looks more like a Joaquin.
You think so?
I think I'm with Jerome on this one.
Man.
But the sisters who ran all this, they're somewhere else.
Yeah.
I've
seen that movie, too.
That's a movie. But on the meme, it says, today we salute the 400,000 people involved in faking 6 moon landings for keeping their mouths shut for 49 years. And so the joke is, I mean, there are too many people involved for this to be one big hoax. That just doesn't make any sense. And then, of course, your boy Joel weighed in. On Daryl.
Yeah, Joel comes out swinging. He says, so maybe instead of worrying about the moon, shouldn't you be worrying about the Suns? After all, they're the closest to you at the bottom of the Western Conference.
That's well done.
That's
nice. I got to give Joel some credit for that.
I do too.
I didn't know he had it in him.
I didn't either.
I mean, I'm impressed.
Do you think Barry said that joke off air and
Joel stole it?
Appropriated it?
No, because Barry would be throwing a fit.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, Barry would cry about that, trying to charge him royalties.
That's well done. That's awful. Poor Daryl. Like, man, I'm out here minding my own business, and you want to do that?
No, he's not really minding his own business.
He's messing with Steph
Curry.
And
if it weren't Steph Curry, he wouldn't have said anything. But as we know, the Rockets are, quote-unquote, obsessed with the Warriors.
They're obsessed.
How long before we have to talk about Daryl Morey's job security?
Never. How dare you, sir?
I mean, it's... He had great security under Les Alexander because Les liked him and liked the money that he helped make him. And what two of the things that Tillman Fertitta did when he came in was, I'm going to keep the guys in power and see what they're made of. And he likes Tad Brown, and Tad Brown as the CEO has helped make him some more money, and he helped put the deal together. And Daryl Morey helped put together the team that went to within a win of the conference.
Yeah.
I mean, of the NBA Finals. So he's good today.
Today.
We'll see how long that lasts, but I guarantee you, Tillman Fertitta is not going to be happy about a team that's a 500 kind of team, or a team that's finishing 6th, 7th, or 8th in the Western Conference year after year.
Yeah.
But they haven't even finished their 1 year yet. So let's relax on the Daryl Morey job security.
I mean, didn't Kevin McHale make it to the Western Finals 1 year, and then like 3 weeks later they canned him?
Yeah, Daryl did.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So let's fire Mike D'Antoni first.
Yeah, okay.
You know, all right. I mean, that's the way that it'll go. I don't think that Morey will go before the coach will, right?
I can't imagine.
Yeah. So no, let's. I mean, he's only been a general manager like 12 years. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, y'all act like you just go to the finals, you know, every decade or something.
Yeah.
It takes a while to build a champion. I mean, Rick Smith lasted around for 12 years, so. He didn't win anything.
No.
Either.
But eventually, they got him.
He got God. We'll be back in a minute.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Welcome back to the show. 713-780-ESPN is your number. The Rockets do play tonight against Portland.
Six and a half point favorites.
That's a bit generous.
I don't bet on the NBA, but it sounds pretty damn generous to me, too.
That's a bit generous. They've had a couple of days off to retool. They're talking a good game, but that's a little on the generous side. Wow. Maybe the trouble I just played last night or something on the back-to-back. I'd have to care enough to look that up. I'm going to go by the game, but right now I'm not all that interested in it. What's more interesting, I was telling you about this story today. He had a big release party on Sunday night. PJ Tucker has a shoe deal with a company. And it, like I said, I was telling you, it's a designer sneaker game. And PJ Tucker is real serious about his gyms. I mean, he has more than 4,000 pairs of sneakers.
Okay.
Or gym shoes or kicks, whatever you want to call
shoes.
Them. I don't call them sneakers, but our fashion editor described them as sneakers in her piece on it. And
what do the cool kids say these days, Jung? Sneakers?
What do y'all call them, Jung?
Sneakers, kicks, whatever.
Are shoes still acceptable?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Gym shoes, even though you don't wear them in the gym very often anymore. But anyway, it was at the Giuseppe Zanotti Boutique over in River Oaks. Now, I mean, I'm fashion forward. I'm cool. You know, I got some things about me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of hip, you know.
But you're not familiar with that
stuff. I'm not that hip. Yeah, and he was asked why did he do the collaboration with Giuseppe Zanotti, and he said, well, Giuseppe is a brand everyone knows.
Almost everyone.
Do you wear Giuseppe Zanotti underwear or
no.
socks?
None of that stuff?
No, none of that.
Are you familiar with the brand?
Yeah, a little bit, but no.
Oh, but you have heard of it. See, yeah. I had never even heard of it.
You're a loser.
Clearly, I'm not cool enough. Did you see the LeBron James gave his game shoes the other night to
I saw this woman at
the Memphis Grizzlies game.
But are they Giuseppe's?
No, those are LeBron's.
Oh.
Well.
Everyone knows those.
Well, let me try this one, though. Well, the story is, in case you didn't see it, LeBron had been seeing this young lady. She's an equipment manager for the Grizzlies. And on his trips there, he's been seeing her for years and years, many years. And she would always be wearing some LeBron shoes. He even saw her in the original LeBrons, the first one that came out years and years ago. Mm-hmm. He'd never said anything to her, never talked to her. But then the other night, he went over and gave her the shoes that he was wearing and gave her a big hug and told her, hey, I noticed you wearing my shoes all the time, but I've never had a chance to talk to you. And she was all excited. She's like, I'm just a huge fan. Well, she's been offered $100,000 for those shoes.
Uh-oh.
She said no.
Well?
I'm a big LeBron fan. Keep your $100,000.
Damn. What do you think she's making doing whatever she's doing in Memphis?
About $26 a night.
Man.
3 hours work, $8 an hour. No, I don't know what she makes. I'm certain that $100,000 would be of some benefit to her.
I won't name the exact event or the company that I worked an event for, but they gave me a giant cardboard poster with everyone involved in said event on it, and it was autographed by
all
of them.
They all signed it.
And they gave it to me, and
you ran right to eBay.
No. So, someone came up to me at the event and was like, hey, how much you want for that poster? And I was like, oh, it's not for sale. I was thinking, I'm going to put it up in my office. It'll be nice. Dude's like, I'll give you $1,500. I said, done.
I think that's not up in your office.
It's not in my office. I was like, oh, really? All right.
Yeah.
Should have negotiated a little bit.
No, he
didn't want to risk it.
He could have said a grand and I would have been fine. Like, I was already up $500.
You'd already won, huh?
Yeah.
Did you bother to actually go look and see what the price of something like that would actually
no.
be?
I don't care that much about memorabilia that it would enough. Yeah.
I'm the same. And people are always like, oh, you get all of these. No, I have nothing. I have a couple of autographs that somebody signed something, but it was literally one of those where they signed it and forced me to take it. Like, here, take this. And I'm like, okay, whatever.
I have some.
Never asked for one.
Like, I have some signed baseballs still from when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. Like, I've got a Mickey Mantle ball and a Joe DiMaggio ball, Nolan Ryan ball. But, like, I don't remember the last time I asked another grown man for his autograph. I would almost feel weird doing it, I think.
Yeah, not. I don't know, but I do, in retrospect, wish I'd done more of that. Not the autograph necessarily, but like taking pictures.
Cause yeah.
I don't have pictures of myself with celebrities. Or,
yeah.
Because I just don't care.
Yeah.
It's not, well, everyone not who
knows,
I am.
Everyone knows you're a celebrity.
But
yeah, they all
since
know.
I've been around so many of these people now, and I go, man, I should have had a picture.
You know who will care? Your kids.
How am I going to stand around Muhammad Ali and not take that, and I don't have a picture of that? I do have a picture with Joe Frazier. But somebody else took it while I was talking to him, and you know, so stuff like that. But I'm like, man, I should have taken pictures with all of these people I've been around.
Yeah, because one day you're going to tell your kids, oh, I met that person. And oh, yeah, let me see the picture. And you're going to be like, oh.
Right, yeah. Well, especially this generation where. Right.
And they're going to be like, oh, Dad, you didn't have phones when you were alive?
For half my life, no. No, we did not. Did not exist. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Speaking of that, my daughter this morning decided she was not going to go to college. The 10-year-old.
Okay.
And I'm like,
you're like, yeah, cool. You just moved up my retirement 2 years.
See, I went the opposite route. Cause I'm like, got a lot of time between now and then. So, I want to encourage you to go at this point. So I throw out all the good reasons you're supposed to go to college, what it's about, what good you'll get out of it, et cetera. She said, nah, I don't want to do it. I don't want to go. And I was like, man, college is fun. You live in a dorm with your friends and hang out and have a good time. She's like,
she's like,
I don't even know what a dorm is. And I was like, well, it's a place where all the friends live. You don't have to live here at home because you're not going to. And you get to live there. And she's like, what am I going to eat?
Yeah.
I said, well, they have food there. She's like, do they have donuts? I was like, I'm sure they do. She's like, oh, okay, I'll go to college then. So all the other stuff I threw out there, money, you know, expanding your mind, learning more about the world? Nothing. Donuts? Okay, cool.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Sounds good.
And this child's skinnier than I am, so it's not like...
Yeah, but you eat everything, too, and it doesn't matter.
For some people, it does not. 713-780-3776 is your number. When we come back, we'll get into, speaking of sugary, a little maple syrup stuff. Remember that gym I threw at you and Fred last week? Y'all got on the air and disputed the veracity of said story?
Okay.
We have an update to the story.
Okay.
And it's even more legitimate.
Is it a maple syrup colon cleanse?
Now, that one I'm not believing. I haven't seen that story. No, nobody's stupid enough to drink a liter of soy sauce.
You never know.
Goodness. They don't even give you the whole bottle of soy sauce at restaurants because they don't trust you with the whole thing.
And sometimes
you gotta like bang on it to get more than a couple of drops to come out at a time.
Because yeah, that's true. But if you take the lid off and just chug, I mean, you got...
Still, that's still not a liter.
You got 2 hours to do it.
What? Man, that's not funny, but I feel sorry for her. She clearly has some mental issues.
Now she definitely does. It's called being brain dead. That counts as a mental issue for sure.
That ranks right up high on the list of brain problems. We'll be back in a minute.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
That's your cue, Jerome.
I'm out of practice.
Oh, okay.
Working on my game. I haven't had any reps in a while.
Were you watching Pornhub?
No, I was watching Cam Newton.
Oh, okay.
Karaoke night.
Oh.
See if it was worth putting on the air. It's bad enough for us to run on the air, but the audio is not good enough to watch, I don't think, from what I could hear. I there's nothing I like, very few things I like more than bad singing from people who think they can sing.
I love it.
Yeah, that's entertaining, always, indeed. Now, speaking of Pornhub, let me take you back to that story that I sent you guys last week.
All right.
He's in Bridgeport, Connecticut. He's just known as the Maple Syrup Man. And this is the legitimate newspaper, the Connecticut Post, which is owned by Hearst Newspapers, which also owns the Houston Chronicle. So these are my coworkers writing about this guy. But this guy, Robert Somley, is a landscaper who made the news last week because... of he and a married woman had sex with maple syrup and blueberry jam, and he ended up getting arrested for it. How do you get arrested for having sex with a woman?
Well, they had sex
maple
with each
syrup
other.
And blueberry jam. Well, it started with their landscapers. They were doing work. He went inside the house and said, you know, I need to relieve myself. She came in, like, wondering where he was because she was still outside working and saw him playing with himself and watching porn. And she's like, well, okay, I'm going back to work. The next time she came in, he was not only watching the porn, but he now brought in some maple syrup to be involved.
I just can't imagine if I were looking for any kind of lubricant that maple syrup would at any point be like, you know what? That really sticky stuff, that's what I'll use.
That turned her on. And she said, may I join in on the maple syrup fun? Jumped into the category of maple syrup and also brought in some blueberry jam just to make it a little stickier.
Just in case, yeah.
She was all with it. She was down for the cause. Everything was wonderful. And then she noticed he was videotaping the entire thing.
Oh, okay.
When she demanded that he delete the videotape, he refused. She called the police and turned him in for videotaping her.
Okay.
Even though she was a willing participant before the video part came about. Well, Maple Syrup Man has been out on bail, and he just got rearrested because over the weekend, he's alleged to have threatened her. And unlike our young lady we talked about earlier, who's had the $100,000 offer for LeBron shoes. He got some new boots that he was going to wear on the Howard Stern show and plugged the company that gave him the boots. And he was going to out the woman and embarrass her and call her out by name and, you know, try to get her to drop the charges against him.
Okay.
And police arrested him before he got a chance to go on the Howard Stern. And now he's being held on a $150,000 bond.
Poor guy.
Poor fellow.
Poor guy.
Poor maple
syrup, man. Sometimes you just can't catch a break.
But he caught a break. Because he was in there, you know, with himself. And then he was with himself and maple syrup. I don't know how much sadder life can be than you're by yourself and all you got is maple syrup. And a woman volunteered to help a brother out.
Yeah, but you know, if that woman never volunteered, he takes care of his own business, goes back to cutting the grass, and then goes about his business.
And his life is still sad.
Because, you know, the only thing worse than being a guy who masturbates with maple syrup is being a guy with your ball sack stuck to your leg in the backseat of a cop car. That's...
Yeah, they don't let you shower down when they take you in either, right?
Yeah,
they take you in and you're the sticky man
what
in
you
the
got
corner of the jail.
Got. Yeah.
County jail and got like, what that? You look kind of tasty over there.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at him. This is going to come across wrong, but he looks like Fred's brother.
Well, he does. Oh, boy.
Looks like one of those flowers.
They call him Sweet Stick. That's his prison name. Sugar Stick.
Let's just move on.
Okay.
that's enough with syrup, man. But it is a real story.
All right. Yeah. I didn't believe it because I never heard of anyone having blueberry jam.
Or maple syrup. I don't really get where that would. I mean, I'm not. Are you big on food items as a sexual
no not at all
I mean
no. I like food items to eat.
See, I don't even like whipped cream at all.
Nope, don't need it.
No whipped cream.
Nope.
No banana and tailpipe.
no
nothing. No strawberries.
No
grapes.
No,
because you had the grapes you could.
No,
they're like little eggs.
I'm a pretty simple guy. Like, you know what I need to have sex? A woman. That's it. I don't need anything else.
Never. Did you try ice? Ice. Come on. Everybody's done ice.
I mean, I'm not saying that I've never experimented with things like that.
Popcorn.
Never popcorn.
A little butter.
No. No. I mean, I've probably... that's a horrible story to tell. I won't...
That cucumber incident?
No. I used to work at Baskin Robbins.
Okay.
And I was,
are you going to ruin shops for us?
I was hooking up with another girl, or a girl that worked at Baskin Robbins.
After work.
After work. Yeah.
Away like, from the
once
store.
In the store.
Oh.
never like in the ice cream area. It was always in the boss's office.
Oh.
Okay. But we would sometimes bring in cherries and whipped cream and things like that. But that wasn't my idea. I would have just been fine if she'd been like, hey, you want to go in the boss's office with no snacks? I would have said, oh, yeah.
She ruined it for you. Did the ice cream. If you're doing it at Baskin Robbins, you had to use ice cream at one point.
No.
What is wrong with you, man?
What is wrong with you? You want?
No, I'm not saying I would. That's disgusting.
Yeah,
I'm saying you.
No,
you're in a Baskin Robbins. You've got ice cream, and you didn't.
I don't think of ice cream as like a sex tool. No,
really?
No.
But you think the boss's office is?
It was. It confirmed.
And the strawberry was it cherries? What'd you bring in?
We use strawberries. We use whipped cream. We use cherries. Yeah.
What you do with the strawberry? and you didn't want that anymore. Once was it? No.
It's not my thing. That's all.
You sure about that?
I'm sure. Oh yeah, I'm sure.
It's been confirmed.
Yeah, I'm out on it now.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Did you see the Yahoo story about the NBA cheerleaders and dancers?
No.
Yeah. Apparently, NBA teams don't like regular-sized women.
What do they like?
They like them to be thin and sexy. I mean, just thin. I didn't mean but sexy. You can be sexy and not thin.
That's weird.
The Mavericks used to have a this is your dance weight. And if you're outside of your dance weight, you're out of here.
Wait, don't NFL teams do the same thing? Not to their dancers, but to players. They're like, hey.
Yeah, but
this is your target weight to be on the team.
Right. But as one young lady said who used to dance for the Spurs, who said that normal sized women can't dance. Now, like a fat guy in the NFL who's a running back, your running back turns fat. He can't run like he can run. A dancer, you don't have to weigh 90 pounds to be a dancer, do you?
No, but I don't think someone who is 320 pounds can dance like someone who's 110.
You ever seen Rerun?
No.
What's happening? Fred Berry?
No.
Let me find another reference. It's a little more recent than 40 years ago. I have nothing else. That was my one.
Yeah, like when
they're
fat
people can dance.
I mean, I'm sure
there's
can.
No rule. I mean, there's nothing.
But it's gonna be it's
what?
Listen,
it does not pop your.
Their costumes are a certain size that you know they.
And actually,
they're going for a certain.
I know you're half joking with the costumes are a certain size. That's one of the they used to do that with maybe the Mavericks.
Yeah.
They would just give them the costumes from the year before and like, well, you're a 6, but she was a 4 last year. You need to lose some weight, otherwise you can't.
You don't have a costume. Yeah.
They can buy more material, you know.
Yeah, but listen,
you just don't want to look at healthy sized women.
I'm not opposed to healthy sized women. I just
but you won't stand up for them. You won't rally for them. You won't stand in front of Toyota Center and say, bring on the big girls.
Listen, let me tell you a story about when I was in high school wrestling. I was on the team to weigh.
I was
there.
Co-ed wrestling?
No. Actually, there were a girl. I don't think there were any girls in high school. I did have to wrestle a girl in junior high. And it was like, oh, God, I was so worried I was going to lose. And luckily, I didn't. But another guy there did lose to her. I'm pretty sure that guy's killed himself by now. But, no, never in high school. But I was supposed to, you know, to compete, I was supposed to weigh 162 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
If I showed up weighing 170 pounds, my team couldn't use me.
Right. But
so they said, hey, this is the weight we need you to be at.
This is the weight where
you'll be at your peak performance. This is where we want you to be.
No, that was the weight class you were in. It's fair to the other wrestler. You have to be at a certain size. That has nothing to do with your ability.
So is it fair to the other girls on the team that they can't just eat a large pizza by themselves at night and ice cream?
Yes, they can.
And one girl on the team can?
No, nobody's. That's what I'm saying. You ought to be able to eat whatever you want. If you can dance, as long as you can show up here and shake it.
This is the problem. You're trying to make it seem like this dance team is for something other than just titillating dudes in the audience. And any woman on those dance teams who thinks that they've got some other job, like their job is somehow pumping up the team or something, you're wrong. They only want to put you on camera and show hot chicks. That's the only purpose of that whole thing. I'll be honest. I'm not opposed to doing away with dancers and cheerleaders in every single sport.
Just
getting away from it. Because there's too much drama around it. All right? They don't want to let great big fat girls on the team. So be it.
Let's shut the team down.
Let's not have a team. I mean.
Yes, that's what they used to do to us.
Jerome, when you go to the butt-naked club.
I don't go to no butt-naked
club. Come on.
No.
Come on.
That interests me less than maple syrup and beer.
All right. Well, just think back to the last time you were in the butt naked club.
I have been to one before.
Okay. Now,
probably back when you were in high school.
doing the girls. Now, wait, have
you
been,
so you don't go to butt naked clubs anymore? Will you go to strip clubs anymore? Because I know those are different. I've been informed they're different.
But get to your story point.
When you're in the strip club, you don't want. I mean, there's some girls who just aren't made to be strippers. You know, it's like at some point it's just you're not bringing up the clientele in this place by having this particular person here.
See, it's people like you that are getting these companies sued, you know.
I mean, it's like saying, okay, let's go on I'm Sports Illustrated. I'm going to take 15 models out on the swimsuit edition shoot in Jamaica or wherever they go. But this year I have to take 3 really ugly girls. That doesn't work for me.
Ugly is in the eye of the beholder. But so like Iskra.
So I saw, you know what?
I saw this a little while ago because I follow Page Six.
Too big is Twitter. In the eye of the beholder.
Look, pull up the Page Six Twitter, and they tweeted something out a little while ago about Iskra. I don't know what her last name is. I've never heard of her before today. But so she's a plus size model.
Okay, I'm going to check this out. I got to tell you first about a Bill Advisor. And if you own your home, you need to listen up and grab your smartphone. Our friends over at TGS Insurance, they're about to deliver big savings on your home insurance policy, all without ever talking to an agent. It used to take hours to get a reliable home quote. Then someone made it 15 minutes to save a few percent. TGS Insurance has built the new system that gives you a firm quote in just 15 seconds using nothing but your address. And you're probably going to save a bunch of money on top of it. Grab your phone now. Text the word money to 232323. The system will ask for your address. You send that back. You'll get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. This company and the savings are legit. Their online rating's nearly perfect. Their average customers from 2018 is saving over $825 on their home insurance. You don't have to wait until your renewal because TGS Insurance takes care of the back end so you can free your mind and fatten your wallet. One more time, text money to 232323 and get your home insurance quote and save big today.
Warehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Welcome back into the show. Jerome Solomon subbing in for Fred this afternoon. 713-780. ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. I just don't think size should matter.
Okay.
When it comes to a dance team.
Okay. Like at some point, does it get to a, is there a cutoff?
Is there a number?
Yeah. Like, is there a cutoff where it's like, okay, now maybe this isn't the best.
See, yeah, it's just one of those where I think they open a can of worms where it gets too tricky and now they're kind of stuck. And like you said, the solution is to not have a team. And then it's like,
that really is the solution.
Now you're embarrassing yourself even more by saying, well, the only reason we wanted a team was to, like you say, titillate. And we think the only way to titillate is with, you know, skinny white girls.
I don't think that's true. I think...
I know it's not.
Skinny girls of all ethnicities can titillate.
Would you mind if your daughter was a...
I don't have a daughter.
Power dancer?
I don't have a daughter. I've
been
blessed.
Billy D. Washington's daughter.
I've been blessed. She is one?
She used to be one a few years ago.
No, I wouldn't want that.
They're just dancers. They're not like...
Yeah, but they're dancers that like people will ogle, you know? I mean, strippers are just dancers.
Did you see that Beyonce was in the... performed at this wedding. It was a $100 million wedding. How much did your wedding cost?
Well, not that much because I paid for it myself.
Yeah. Can you imagine having so much that you... I can't even figure out why you would spend $100 million, but you have to have a whole lot to spend that much.
Yeah. I don't know where, like...
That's just over the top.
For real.
It's like... What do you think your brother's wedding's going to go for?
I don't know. I mean, maybe 15 grand, 20 grand.
people spend a lot of money on those.
They
things,
do.
Man.
They do. I don't get it. I mean, I was.
I'd rather spend it on like table dance. I mean, like a table, like
right?
Furniture.
A table and
yeah, furniture for the house.
Right.
You know, as opposed to just, and it's for the bride though, right?
I mean, yeah.
Was your wife all demanding on what she wanted?
No. She was pregnant, so she wanted to get married.
Oh, you were one of those.
Yeah, I was one of those.
Couldn't wait, huh?
Yeah. So basically, I was the one.
She's not ice cream girl, is she?
No. This was that ice cream girl was when I was like 16 years old.
Let's take a phone call. Clint, you're on the Blitz. Talk to me.
Hey, yeah. Clint.
Yeah, what's up? It's Clint.
Hey, sports Clint.
Hey, right quick. I saw a picture of old gal that they were talking about, man, the blonde. I didn't think she was much meaty about her. I thought she was a pretty good-looking old gal. I don't know what y'all think, but I'll hang up and see what you got to say.
Well, I mean, is that the girl you were talking about? The girl you showed me?
No, the one I showed you just happens to be
a
bikini model.
Okay.
The one he was talking about. I mean, come on, think of how bad are what's the worst? Bad, worst are the wrong words, but I mean, you've seen these dancers pop out on going into commercial on all. There's never one that's just big, even close to big. I don't think.
Typically not.
Yeah, that's not the norm. And Lamont was asking about someone who used to work for the Chronicle or 610 that got fired for calling a Oklahoma Thunder dancer chubby or something.
Oh boy,
that was not wise. But and she wasn't chubby. I've seen them. I'm used to know her. It's a tough situation to be in. But these teams have created an environment like that, and that's. You don't even like to go to games that much.
I don't.
Anyway, but you don't have interest in sitting in the stands at NFL games after you watch some of the fights and stuff that goes on in the stands.
No.
Do you want to take your boys and sit them around those drunk people acting a fool at a game?
No. It's just not for me. But listen, I guess everyone's got their own, they've got their own interests. Mm-hmm. But yeah, for me, the power dancers, that's so low on the scale of like
of importance at
of all. Importance to me. Yeah, like I just want a good game, you know. I want a good game. I don't want anybody to spill beer on me, you know.
You don't want anybody to throw up on you.
Yeah, I don't want to walk out to the car and have my window busted out. Like those are the things. That's all I care about. You know, I'm
they're
a simple
not busting
man.
Out windows in cars, right, in the parking lots and stuff, are they?
Not lately.
They used to do that. I guess that's a good place to break into cars.
It's downtown.
There's a bunch up there. Huh?
Anywhere downtown is a good place to break into cars, apparently.
Yeah. I thought crime is down.
Oh.
I thought we solved crime and racism and all that stuff.
No, I don't think so.
It's not over?
No. We need Batman. He'll fix it.
Indeed.
Yep. All right, guys. I got to tell you about Pajamagram. Christmas is right around the corner this year. Go with a win-win, something that's going to make her feel hot and heat up your holiday as well. How, you might ask? The warm, world-famous Hoodie Footy from Pajamagram, America's PJ experts, because let's face it, it's hard to get her hot when she's freezing cold. The Hoodie Footy is the ultimate solution, combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footed pajamas. That head-to-toe warmth means she'll be cozy in no time. You can find all the Hoodie Footy styles, including mink chocolate, snow leopard, and many others at pajamagram.com. If you're not into Hoodie Footy, they've got something for you. They've got, if you're looking for the sexy pajamas, they've got that. You're looking for some pajamas for your grandma, they've got that. Whatever you need, they've got you covered at Pajamagram. And what I love about it, you don't have to gift wrap, because Pajamagram includes free gift packaging and delivery by Christmas is guaranteed. They're backed by a 100% lifetime guarantee, so you risk nothing. Go to pajamagram.com right now or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. That's pajamagram.com. Tell them AJ with ESPN 97.5 sent you.